it would be almost unrealistic to think that we could fight a 100 tank car filled with oil to fight that fire. It's not going to happen. And nor do I think any municipality in the country could fight that.
Along with city officials from the police and fire departments, Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple spoke quite bluntly about the county's limited abilities to handle a train fire. He cited lack of funding for resources like firefighting foam or upgrades to the first responder radio systems that would enable communication with other counties, should additional help be needed in the event of a disaster. As for now, Sheriff Apple says the county can handle a small accident.
We have a plan set up for one car, two car, three cars. Anything over 4 to 6 cars, we're not going to be able to fight. It's going to be a matter of, listen, let's evacuate, let's stabilize, try to protect life and property at that point, and let it burn.
And letting it burn is the same approach officials in Lynchburg, Virginia took after 15 cars of an oil train derailed and ignited on April 30th. While an explosion or fire remained the subject of most of the attention at the Common Council meeting, the DEC was also on hand to discuss issues of air quality around the crude oil trains. Albany County Health Commissioner James Cruchetti says they are monitoring air quality at numerous locations around the Port of Albany.
We're taking a comprehensive approach looking at any potential emission in the heating oil process from beginning to the end, and trying to assess emissions at different control points.
The commission is looking for over 40 different volatile organic chemicals, including the cancer-causing benzene. Should an accident occur, Cruchetti says the health department will be on hand to assist in public safety over smoke or released vapors. But residents like Charlene Benton, president of the Ezra Printon's Houses Tenants Association, next door to the Port of Albany, says they still want more information about protecting themselves and preventing an accident.
Do I feel any safer? Not really. I mean, I feel that they're making some, you know, they're making some progress in trying to, you know, do the air monitoring and all that, but it doesn't present us with the safety that we need.
In all, Albany Sheriff Apple says they're not trying to create mass hysteria by discussing how a potential train fire would be handled.
We're not supporting the trains. We're not fighting against the trains. We're stuck with the trains.
In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for the Innovation Trail.